And all of the heart intention kind of goes out of the window, and we get stuck in the mind and the manipulation. And so it's a real intention for me to just keep dropping into the heart.
Welcome to the Limitless Life Experience podcast with me, your host, Susie Ashworth. I'm a mum of three, seven-figure serial entrepreneur, Hay House author, international keynote speaker, quantum transformation and embodiment coach, and believer in miracles. My superpower is helping conscious leaders like you create six-figure breakthroughs in your business fast so that you can expand into limitless living and being part of the tidal wave of positive impact that we want to create around the world. In this space, you will hear me talk all about wealth, yourself, spirit, and impact. This is the Limitless Life Experience.
Good morning. I feel like I started a little bit higher than what I normally do there. Please forgive me. How the devil are you this morning? Welcome. I'm feeling fucking great, actually. I started the day with a really beautiful meditation, heart opening, connecting with all of the etheric fields, open my eyes, went into my Facebook Messenger, and I have the most gorgeous human being who is joining Ascend, which is absolutely incredible. And now I'm here. So this has been a really great start to the day. And we've got some high vibrations going on. I'm loving the vibes. And I want to share with you just a little about what was activated during the meditation this morning. Like I said, it was a really beautiful heart opening space. And this is a space that I am very, very intentionally wanting to drop into on not just a daily basis, but really through like moment by moment by moment. I think that it is really easy when we are looking to build up our businesses and we're in that space where it's really funny, entrepreneurship, isn't it? Because when people are investing and they're buying and we're feeling in flow and we're creating, like, everything's amazing. But as soon as those moments where people are buying are literally just moments, and then we have the in between space. And what happens in that in-between space is that the mind comes in, and what if nobody else ever buys again? What if this doesn't land? What if? And as soon as we get into that what if space, we start trying to frequently, not always and not with everybody, but frequently we start trying to manufacture and manipulate. If I do this, maybe they're going to do that. If I say this, then maybe she'll do this. If I do that. And all of the heart intention kind of goes out of the window because we get stuck in the mind and the manipulation. And so it's a real intention for me to just keep dropping into the heart. What happens when I fall into the heart space is that I feel my energy expand. I feel that there is, like, I feel the force of me in a much more powerful way. And I know that when I'm feeling the force of me, when I write, people have a different response to it. When I speak to you, you feel me in a different way. And I absolutely know that the more of us that are able to keep dropping in and keep operating from that place, not only the bigger the impact, it's not really about the size of the impact, but it is the depth, and it's about heart-to-heart connections and what happens when you have one really incredible heart-to-heart connection. The ripple effect of that is infinitely more for both parties when you're coming from that place of heart and truth. And I know that not only does my business get to, I don't want to say evolve, but the quality of my business gets to be that much more refined, that much more exquisite, that much more of a masterpiece. And the type of people that I attract into my business when I am coming from that space are that much more refined, are that much more intentional when it comes to the precision that they want to have in their businesses. And when I think about the conscious businesses that I want to create and they want to create, and the impact that we all collectively want to create when we're coming from that place, it feels really, really fucking exciting. And so I know that as soon as I start talking about the heart and the energetics and all of that stuff, there are people that get completely turned off and want to just go straight to the how. And that's fine. It's just, it is not the space for that anymore. It's like the strategic piece, which I do love, by the way, I do love the how, will always be there, but it comes after, it's second. It comes after the dropping in of the heart. So you'll hear me, I was going to say wang, but that doesn't give it the respect that it deserves. You'll hear me talk about this more and more and more and more as I get more and more comfortable with coming from the place of my own heart intention. And I trust that the impact of that is going to be so much more than what I can even possibly imagine. And it's interesting because when I was thinking about what's the teaching today, what do I want to share? One of the things that came up was, do I want to talk about the difference between trust and procrastination? And I think I am going to. And the difference between trust and procrastination, one of my beautiful clients actually in Ascend yesterday said, I'm trying to kid myself that I'm in trust, but really I'm just procrastinating. And There's kind of two times that I want to talk about. There's the trust when you're literally, and I don't like using the word waiting, because I think that frequently we are waiting and that is procrastination. But there are some people that I work with at a higher level who are comfortable in the void, and the void is a space where we have to wait for the inspiration. The difference is when somebody is in the void and they are mastering being in that limbo space, they're able to be there without fear. They are not weighing up all of the different options and saying, no, I can't do this because of this, I can't do that because of that, I'm not doing this because of that. They're not doing that when they're mastering the void. They are literally in the space, they are in surrender, and they know that as soon as they get the hit, they then take the inspired action. There are very few people that I work with who are in that type of space, but they do exist, and it's really beautiful to be able to witness and observe. Most people, when they're talking about trust, what they actually mean is, I'm fucking waiting because I am peeing my pants that if I make the move that my mind and my heart, that I'm getting the nudge to make, if I make that move, it might be the wrong move, and so I am not moving at all. And I wanna, you feel it in your body, you feel it in your body, the difference between waiting because you're afraid and trusting. And for the majority of you, I want to invite you to take trust in action. So even in the conversation that we are having today, like, there's not loads of notes prepared. I was like, should I talk about this? Should I talk about that? I'm just gonna press play. And I get to trust that when I drop in the exact right words that are supposed to come through will come through, And I will have somebody like Irene say, wow, I needed to hear that today. And that gets to be complete and perfect and enough. Like, you learn to trust. Like, learning to trust in action, I think, is one of the most powerful things that we get to do as entrepreneurs. And the most successful entrepreneurs are trusting in action, not only in the successes, but in the failures too. Trusting that they have the resilience, that they have the resources, that they have the inner drive, that they're going to be able to receive the learning, that they're going to be able to receive the gifts in the failure to make the successes and make the opportunity for success much more viable, because they have the experience of what not to do and how to elevate and how to do it better. So if you right there today are like knowing that you're in the kind of limbo space and you've been in it for a while and you want to say that I trust. I hear people doing this just before launch. I'm trusting. You're not trusting. You're squeezing your bum cheeks. Everything's contracted. I want to let you know that trust, there's an expansion in your body when you're truly in trust. The breathing isn't up here. The breathing is down in the belly. Trust doesn't come with being able to guarantee the outcome. So you may be successful, you may not be successful. But trust in the knowing that regardless of what is presented to you, that you are going to be okay. That's a whole different ballgame. And it allows you to take more risks. It allows you to take the inspired action. It allows you to follow the nudge in ways that you can't do when you need it to be a certain way. Most people who need it to be a certain way will stop until they can try and guarantee that they're going to get the outcome, and that's why they're not making progress. Don't be that person. Right, I love you. You're amazing. Please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Mwah.